Sir, the Secretariat may have further detail, but I unfortunately had to endure the last two review conferences and the preparatory processes, and it's absolutely true that the MSP did not agree on a nomination of the vice chairs. My recollection is rather vivid, however, that in both cases there was an effort to do that in the weeks running up to the meeting of states parties, and a conclusion drawn that one or more regional groups had not yet been able to identify a candidate, and therefore we proceeded only with the nomination of the president. And then in the time between then and the PrepCom, nominees came forward. Also the question of who opens the meeting. In the reports of past PrepComs, I believe you'll find it was an official of UNOTA, not one of us, if you will, who opened the meeting just long enough to have the presiding officer approved by acclamation, who then took over. Now, in this particular case, we don't have the presiding officer, but we have the two vice chairs. Under the rules of procedure, in the absence of the chairman, a vice chairman would ordinarily preside, so I don't know if we absolutely need to have that sentence here, if that's problematic. But again, I can't produce off the top of my head documentation to prove this, but my recollections certainly are very strong that this represents an unusual success, but is not a violation of past process.
Daniel, can you clarify this issue of opening the PrepCom? So that's just briefly.